FM 90.3 WJTL. Natalie Grant, face-to-face. Good morning. It's Tuesday, 7:19.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise, not as much rain and, freezing rain and snow that we thought we would see already, but we still have winter weather advisory through 1 p.m. Still a chance of freezing rain and sleet. High 36 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 31. Winnie Wednesday, sunny, high 41. We're at 32 in Mannheim, and the storm crew banner is up and running. Some that does apply to many schools, so check it out.
Joining us once again on the phone from Hope Inspire Love, it's co-founder and president Amy Thurston. Good morning again, Amy.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, so great to have you. You told us earlier about you and your husband, Steve, beginning this ministry, Hope Inspire Love. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. We truly exist to eradicate human trafficking, and sexual exploitation through outreach and awareness, education and resources, and being advocates for survivors. It's something we are so passionate about and know that we need to be more aware in our local community.
How can our listeners get involved with helping to end human trafficking and get involved with what you are doing through Hope Inspire Love?
Yes, what a great question. And I know a lot of this starts with our common myths about human trafficking, because a lot of times people come up to me and say, you know what, I watched that movie Taken and I want to get involved. I don't know if you guys saw the movie Taken, but it was my first time being aware of what human trafficking was on an international level. But I think that our misconception is that it is happening right here statewide. It's not something just internationally. And majority of victims are not kidnapped. It's somebody that they know. And so when you want to get involved, I want to tell you it is happening all around us. And it's kind of like, I use this analogy, it's kind of like when you want to buy a car, you start looking up cars and you know what kind of car you want, and then all of a sudden, you seem to see it all over the road, like you see it everywhere you go. And it's the same thing with this. It's the fact that once you know, and you know the signs and what is going on around you, you pick up on those things. And so one thing that you need to know is the misconception is that victims are being groomed at their schools, in churches, seriously, in churches, in the mall and online. And so the average age is 13 to 14 years old that young people are being trafficked. And then I've heard a lot of times where people say, well, why don't they just run away? Like, why don't they just get out of their situation? But they won't escape, and they can't escape because they're threatened with violence against them or their families. So when my husband made contact with that young lady on that train, she looked at him, but there were no words. So what we challenge you to do is help us be the voice for the voiceless. The other day I was working with a survivor and she said, Amy, I finally found my voice. So while they can't find their voice, we need to help find their voice for them. So we encourage listeners to get educated about trafficking. Just like I said, know the myths, know the signs. And we have several resources and information on our website where you can learn more about trafficking, as well as download a form that we have, a paper that says the myths and how to spot the signs of human trafficking. And that's just like when you're looking for that car, you want to know the specs and information, that spot the sign form will help you figure out all that information. And then we encourage our listeners, get involved with local organizations that are fighting to put an end to this awful crime, either by volunteering or donating to the organizations to help them do the work that they need to do. And then you can go on our page, the website, and go and look at ways, 15 ways to get involved with Hope Inspire Love. If you're saying, hey, I really am passionate about what you're doing, we give you 15 ways of how you can get involved with our local organization. But I always say, pray first. Everyone can have a passion.
Absolutely.
But you have to know that you're called to this, because it is a hard industry and an organization to be involved with to fight this. But here's the deal. All of us can still do something. And it takes just one of us to do that.
We invite you to hopeinspirelove.org. Find out what you could do to join with them in ending human trafficking, not just throughout the world, but in our WJTL listening area, hopeinspirelove.org. Amy, thank you for joining us today and informing us. Bless you to you and your husband, Steve, and your ministry.
Thank you. And guys, I just want to tell you, for all of our listeners, what is most important about this, freedom starts with you. So if we want to see freedom for all these individuals, let's be that for them. And so don't forget today, freedom starts with you, my friends.
Thank you again, Amy. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Check it out online, hopeinspirelove.org. Back to the music. Here's Corey Asbury, Sparrow.